Hello, everybody. My name is Carlo Chacon. I've decided to get into the podcasting world for a couple of reasons. Number one, I can't seem to keep my mouth shut, and my wife is tired of hearing me talk, so I figured why not just torture a lot of other people out there as well. I'm going to give you a little bit of background on myself. I grew up in Struthers, Ohio. I am now 50 years old. I have two boys. One is in the U.S. Army. The other one is laying on my couch. And doesn't seem like he's going to be getting up anytime soon. He's 15 years old, so he's at that age. I just leave him go. I don't care. If he wants to sit there and play Xbox all day, that's fine by me. I'm beginning to wonder, maybe that's the right attitude to have anyway. I see a lot of toil going on out there. I just don't see a lot of payoff. I've been married for 22 years, going on 23, and I now live in Warren, Ohio. I am a lawyer. I am also an accountant, and I have a CPA license as well. I haven't been a lawyer very long. I started when I was about 47 years old, and that gives me about 3 years of full-time experience at a time in my life when most people would be enjoying a lot of the fruits of their labor. But I also worked in banking from 1984 until about 2006, and then did a two-year stint at a company up in Solon, Ohio, that laid me off because they just decided they didn't need two chief auditors, which is what my job description was up there back then. And that left me out in the cold, but I figured, you know what, I'm going to put my degree to good use, and I'm going to try to get out there and do the best job I possibly can. It's been a tough row to hoe for a couple of reasons. Number one, the economy around the Youngstown-Warren area is just horrendous. I believe on Friday, which was November 4th, Youngstown was named the most impoverished city in the United States. That's pretty bad. So when you have that ripple effect of no money in the area, you get a lot of people out here that kind of get discouraged and don't know what to do next. So we're almost getting to a point where we're going to have to be bartering for everything and just keep the IRS out of all of our business, let alone the government, for heaven's sakes. I just have a lot of opinions that I've amassed over the last 50 years. Some are based on politics. Some are based on business and some of the absurdity that I've absolutely seen over my 20-some years in the business world, the corporate banking system. I was also a federal bank examiner from 1989 until about 1992. I was one of these people who was always looking for greener grass, and I found out that all the grass is just might be green, but it's all crab grass as well. So I decided to go to law school when I was working in Akron in the evenings. I started in 2001. I was 40 years old when I started, and I graduated in 2005, and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. If it wasn't for my wife and kids helping me out, I think I would have just gone off the deep end. The only lasting effect of my academic life is that now I'm now on Zoloft and have been for the last 4 years, and just can't seem to shake it for some reason. I developed some strange anxiety issue that's not going away. But that's okay. I wish they had invented Zoloft 25 years ago. It would have helped out a lot. I am of Italian descent. My parents are both from the old country. They got off the boat in 1955 and 1957, respectively. I'm somewhat of an enigma. I'm one of these people who, when I have to be funny, I can't, and when I don't need to be funny, I can, and it's always in the wrong circumstances. So I just figured, well, just start talking into a microphone, because sooner or later something good is going to come out, and it's going to be intermingled with a bunch of bad, I would imagine. I just wanted to try these podcasts to see if it is even worth it, quite frankly. I'm busy a lot, like everybody else, trying to make ends meet. I've already talked about the local economic conditions, and usually in these types of podcasts, I may be just talking about what I plan on working on that week or what I've seen on television that kind of irks me, and some personal stories that I can relate to everyone. As I was growing up, it was an interesting childhood with parents from Italy coming to this country and trying to get acclimated to the ways of this country as opposed to what they were used to, which basically was war-torn Italy. And my mother was born in 1939, and she's still alive and is about 71. And my father was born in 1930, and he just passed away this past year in February. So he was 81, and God bless him, he had Alzheimer's really badly. And was not fun to watch that at all. I felt so sorry for the man. He was a strapping, hardworking Italian man, and he was literally taken down to almost nothing. And it's just such a shame to see that. It's a horrible disease. No disease is good. And in addition to that, I saw my father-in-law pretty much die from cancer and whittle away to nothing himself. So we're at the age now where my wife and I, where we're just starting to see people kind of getting out of our life, unfortunately. And it's always at a time when you respect them the most, and you may have done things in the past that you feel bad about, but what can you do? You live and learn, I guess. That's going to be about it for my episode one. Nobody's going to force you with a gun at your head to subscribe to these podcasts, but like I said, over time I hope that they become entertaining, and that my voice develops more of a monotone that I'm hearing through my headphones at this time. I've always prided myself on speaking English very goodly. Oh, I'm sorry, I meant goodish. But other than that, it's coming across pretty well, and I think I have an okay voice. A lot of people tell me that I sound like my younger brother, and quite frankly, I can't stand the sound of his voice, so I don't know how I'm coming across, so any feedback would be just marvelous. And I could tell I'm trying to impress everybody, because I haven't used the word marvelous probably in about 35 years, and I'm 50. And when I used it when I was 15, I think I got beat up. Anyway, hope you have a good time and can at least put a smile on your face. If I could do that, then it was totally worth it. Toodles.